When you heard the reading of the parable of the laborers in the field just now, did you feel warm and fuzzy inside? Did it excite you that the workers that slaved all day long in the hot sun got the same pay as those who only worked 1 hour? This parable takes me back to when I was a teenager working in the hay fields. We usually worked in a team of three. There was a driver of the truck pulling the flatbed trailer. There was the stacker. And then there was the person who heaved the 50-pound bales of hay up onto the trailer. For me, this was always the hardest job. The stacker didn't have it easy for sure, but the person on the ground had to move constantly because the driver never stopped the truck. He just drove it slow and steady. Once the hay was in the barn, we got paid on the spot. $1 per bale, split three ways. What do you mean, split three ways? I worked my rear off, and the driver got to sit in the cushy cab of the truck listening to George Strait. This was just wrong. I will admit, however, that when I got older and began driving the truck, it seemed pretty fair to me. I think this sense of unfairness is what makes this parable one of Jesus' less popular ones. If you have ever been on the raw end of the deal, it's hard to hear Jesus' words and instantly think, yes, this is the kingdom of God. The parable runs against the grain of one of our most deeply cherished values, the value of hard work and just reward. The more you work and the more productive you are, the more you ought to get paid. It's in the recipe for achieving the American dream. But even within the American dream, some seem to get more than they deserve, while others get less. It's just not right. When we step back, what we experience in this parable is a clash between human justice and God's justice, a clash between our will and God's will, a clash between what is just and what is right. Listening to the parable once more. A landowner hired workers early in the morning and contracted with them to be paid what amounted to minimum wage, 1 denarii. This was considered the basic amount needed to feed an average family for a day. The landowner then went back at 9 o'clock, at noon, at 3 o'clock, and again at 5 o'clock and hired more workers. Since there was no established norm for hiring workers late in the day, he simply told them that he would pay them what was right. Surely they'll get a prorated share of 1 denarii. And according to our standards, that would be just and fair. At the end of the day, those paid first were the workers hired at 5 o'clock. And they got a denarius, a full day's wage for 1 hour of work. Though this is unheard of, the listeners of the parable are probably not squirming yet. I mean, if he paid 1 denarii for 1 hour's work, then he must be going to pay the other workers 1 denarii per hour instead of 1 per day. I mean, that'd be crazy generous, but still fair. This is where the parable takes an unexpected turn. For as the workers filed by to receive their wages, he paid them all the same, 1 denarii each, no matter how long they worked. Hey, now, that's not fair, they complained. The landowner was not playing by the established rules, the ingrained rules that everyone was expected to follow. It didn't matter to them that they got paid exactly what they were promised. For them, this just wasn't right. Where was the justice? The landowner replied, "Don't I have a right to do what I want with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous? Take your pay and go home. What was it about those workers who worked all day that made them so angry when the others got paid the same? One might be that it seems they were working only for the pay and not for a sense of purpose or pleasure. They were day laborers. A question to ask ourselves is, what is it that motivates you to do what you do? Whether you're employed full time or serve as a volunteer, whether you work in the community around the house, what motivates you to do what you do? If it's money or recognition or the praise of others, this can be draining. I have worked some jobs only for the money, as I'm sure you have too. But if what we do isn't self-satisfying and self-fulfilling, we are likely to harbor resentment and anger about doing it. And if someone comes along doing the same job and gets paid more, we are more likely to feel as resentful as the workers in the parable. I think when we truly enjoy what we are doing, we no longer compare our situation with others. I've always told my kids, do what they truly love and then find a way to get paid for it. I think a second problem with the disgruntled workers in the parable might be that they lacked a healthy sense of gratitude. I mean, think about it. Have you ever been out of work? Have you ever applied for a job and gotten turned down? Can you remember how grateful you were when you finally got a call offering you a job? How grateful, what relief that was. What happens to that feeling of gratitude once you're on the job for a while and the new wears off? Isn't that when we begin to complain? Those who are grateful to be employed have little to complain about. It's when gratitude gives way to routine that we become irritated with those who seem to have it better. I also think that when we are grateful, it keeps us humble, more aware of those less fortunate. In the parable, God's justice is that everyone got to work and everyone got to go home at the end of the day and feed their family. God's justice is founded on love and mercy. In it, we don't get what we deserve, we get what we need. The Jesus we read about in the Gospels continues over and over again to open our eyes and see through the complexities of an unjust society and view our relationships as God does. In God's eyes, we are one. There is no us versus them. It is the universal we that begins the Nicene Creed. We believe. When we experience things in our world that are not right, how do we respond? Do we respond in a way that is bound by division and separation, or do we respond with mercy and grace? Well, I suppose if we are paying attention, we'll always feel a little squeamish about the inequities of life, the unfairness of it all, and perhaps we'll continue to harbor a little resentment towards those who seem to get a free ride. Let's just say it's because we're human and not God. Even so, let's trust God to be just in spite of our humanness. So on those days when we fall short, there will be an experience of mercy and grace for us as well.